In 262, stanzas 3 and 4, we'll begin with that. Acts chapter 12, verse 24. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. But. Are you wondering what that adversative is referring to? King Herod had stretched out violent hands in a campaign of oppression against Christians. He'd come up with a political gem to increase both his power and his popularity, striking off the head of the Apostle James. And when he saw how well it worked, he set in motion exhibition 2, striking off Peter's head. And the icing on the cake was that it would take place at the Passover, the 14th anniversary of Jesus' execution. All Judah would be gathered to see his big show furthering Judaism. So, Peter is behind bars. The Jewish leaders can't wait. Herod is counting the minutes. And the devil has in Herod engineered a plan to break the back of the Jesus movement. Similarly, the devil in the Pope and Emperor signing a death warrant on Martin Luther had engineered a plan to break the back of the Reformation. And today, Satan with evolution, abortion, sexual promiscuity, gender identity liberation and excluding Christianity from the public arena has engineered a plan to break the back of the Jesus movement. When that oppression gets personal, our flesh wants to tell them off, to get even, to take our revenge, to overpower evil with might of arms. And yet, the devil would use all such oppression to lead us into resentment and revenge. But what did Jesus tell Peter? Put up your sword, for those that take the sword will perish by the sword. And so Martin Luther did not rely on demanding his rights, on civil disobedience, or organizing political action groups, but on the power of God's word. Jesus did turn the tables on Herod, delivering Peter. And he did also turn the political tables on the Pope and Emperor. So with the Muslims invading, they weren't able to carry out their threats against Luther. The Reformation teaches us that though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we are to rely on Christ's word, which always grows. But Satan suggests, well, look at the success people get by pressing their point, by demanding their rights, by civil disobedience, even rioting, and organizing political action groups. You can't just rely on the word. Our earthly citizenship has indeed given us many privileges that we can make use of for the glory of God. But when it comes to the spiritual battle, 2 Corinthians 10 reminds us that the weapons of our warfare are not of this world, but are mighty in God, in His word, to pull down strongholds and cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. When Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, He didn't demand His right or engage in civil disobedience, or gather political action groups. He certainly had the ability to. He could have given bread to everybody and had such a tremendous political following, nothing could have stopped him in an earthly sense. But what did he do? He affirmed, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." He trusted his Father's word in perfect obedience. And he did that as your substitute, that he might give you his own righteousness. And oppressed? He was oppressed by the worst evil, even unto the death of the cross, in order to win the victory for you. Your sins have been forgiven. Paradise given. In this sin-frustrated world, oppression does come upon us. And it's only in Jesus' saving love that we can know that we need fear no ill. They shall not overpower us. For if God spare not His own Son, surely He will give us every good thing. Yes, even then in tribulation, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus who loves you. The devil indeed continues to mount his oppressive opposition, but the word of God grows in a mighty movement of grace which is designed to carry you with it from glory unto glory. Reliance on fleshly weapons, telling them off, even the petty irritations around us, getting even, demanding our rights, joining in civil disobedience, is a compromise with Satan in which he always comes out ahead. But we are not ignorant of his devices. So rely on Christ, His word, always grows. And it enables us to sing, "We tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.